Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
So I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
You are?
Yeah!
What's that like?
I don't know.
Come on! I think I gave the guy $20 for yanking me out.
Wow.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Oh, no! We suck again!
He is a five-star douche magoo.
I'm not reporting that Big Souk is creating his own Twitter burner account right now. I'm not reporting that. It's definitely not happening.
You are not. You are not about to follow my burner account because I want to
give you a follow, but
I do not have a burner account. That much I can assure you.
At def not Big Souks one. Definitely not a bald, handsome former football player now on the radio in Portland.
Not
definitely
me.
Not.
Definitely not. Nope. Not my burner account. Not one bit.
That's fantastic.
Kind of excited about this now. Ah, good times. Good times. How insecure do you
I can't
have?
Find you, though.
No?
I can't find that account. Well done.
No, that's a good it's burner. Twitter.com. You just got to type it into the twitter.com/defnotbigsouks1. So you can't search for it. Just type it into the URL.
Oh. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know where to find it either because it's not my account.
Definitely not a bald, handsome former football player now on the radio in Portland.
I wouldn't know what you're talking about. I have no idea. But I can't wait to see what this anonymous account has to offer. I'm sure scathing takes on the sports landscape here. And nothing but praise for me. I hear he's a fan, but I don't know.
I can't find it. You're like, ah, the hell with it.
I can't find it.
Man, I got a great night ahead of me.
Do you
want to know why?
Please.
Well,
nope.
You don't want to know?
Well, I do.
Because, the weather sucks, so I'm not.
Yeah.
Well,
man, what do you
not
do?
That would matter anyway.
You're going to go home and put on some sweatpants and watch the Golf Channel?
No. Well, no. I've got, I haven't had anything to watch lately. Mm-hmm. So I've been kind of a nomad when it comes to, you know, like sitting down to watch. I've been watching sports or whatever, but on the nights where you don't really have anything to watch, I've been watching that Bourbon Tucky documentary on Audience Network.
Yeah.
But tonight, now see, my wife's out of town, so I get just uninterrupted, just sitting on the couch watching whatever I want. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to watch like Below Deck with her or something.
90 Day Fiance. Oh wait, I love 90 Day Fiance.
And so I have two things on the docket. I hope I get through both of them. Mm-hmm. But have you heard of Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez?
No, well, I haven't seen
Netflix.
It, but people are raving about it.
Yeah,
so, yes,
I guess everybody's talking about it.
They're saying it's really, really disturbing.
I'm going to sit down and watch that. And then have you heard of Don't F with Kittens?
No. Don't F with Kittens.
My brother. People are flipping out about this doc. And it's called Don't F with Kittens. It's about a guy by the name of Luca Magnotta.
Okay.
And I'll be able to report back tomorrow. I'll be able to report back. Okay. Hopefully, I'll watch it tonight. But I guess there's multiple. There may be too many hours to watch. I don't know. Hopefully, I'll get through it. Maybe I won't. But it's a documentary about a dude. He wasn't from the U.S. I think he was Canadian. And he took to the internet and tortured kittens.
And on film?
Yes. And somebody that saw it was so mad about it that they tracked him down. Well, it turns out he's a murderer.
Huh.
And so if you, I guess this is all I know about it is if you like just kind of, well, I guess it's really dark and this
it's,
guy.
It's called Don't F With Cats, not Kittens.
Oh, is it Don't F With Cats? Don't okay, with I thought cats. It was Don't F With Kittens.
Hunting an internet killer.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
He looks like a
yeah.
sick son of a bitch.
And I guess this dude is just as bizarre as it comes, and they finally put him in jail. Well, that's a spoiler.
Well, he does have a popped collar, so.
Yeah, but his name's Luca Magnotta, and it's the story of him and how they found him, and it is really, I guess, supposed to be really, 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 really good.
Okay, well, now you've got
I'm watching both of those tonight, bro.
All right, well.
It's going to be dark.
I kind of feel like you've just programmed my evening as well.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Well, what else have I got to do?
I could never watch those kind of shows if I was alone in the house about to go to sleep. Because they're creepy. They creep you out, and then you're like alone and gotta go upstairs.
What do you think? Like a cat's going to jump out of the...
No, it sets you at... It doesn't set you at ease. It makes you uneasy after you watch it, you know?
My daughter wants to watch the Aaron Hernandez thing. She has to do... In class, they have to do a podcast, like in one of her science classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, well, do you think you could help me? And I'm like, I got nothing. What do you want from me? But you had to pick like a health issue. And I'm not sure if this is a good thing or a bad thing. But she's like, I couldn't think of anything, so I'm doing CTE because of you. And I was like, oh, well, guess that's a... She's like, no, no. She's like, you were always talking about it, you and mom. So my daughter's doing a thing on CTE, and she came to me and said, I heard about the Aaron Hernandez thing. So now she's like all obsessed with CTE, and she wants to watch the Aaron Hernandez doc.
Well, I guess it's really good.
Yeah. So I'll go home and watch a thing about murder with my daughter tonight and brain damage.
There are a lot of documentaries about Aaron Hernandez. Like, there's a lot of stuff out there about him.
I watched an
I guess this one's really...
Yeah, I watched an A&E one on him. I don't remember what it was called, but yeah, they did a
little... I watched that too.
Yeah, they had a little snapshot thing. But I guess they're saying... I was reading some of the reviews, and they're saying like some of the footage is really graphic, and I mean, it gets up close and personal.
Do you ever get excited about things you're going to watch? Like, that's what I get excited about now.
Yeah.
Golfing.
I got to tell you, there's a new like Planet Earth series. They're doing 7 episodes, 7 continents. I think it's on the BBC. And
is it out yet?
I think it's coming out this month. I don't know if it's out. I
remember seeing some ads for it.
Yeah, I saw it like back in like October, and I got my my Planet Earth pants got all tight, and now I can't wait for it to come out.
My wife and I have been watching The Witcher, and it's quite good. We are almost done with the first season.
Somebody asked, why are you so excited to watch true stories about how crappy and gross people are? That's a great question, and I don't know.
I think it makes does it make you feel better about yourself? You're like, hey, I'm not Aaron Hernandez.
I don't think so. I think all I do is, when I watch stuff, it has to come recommended. Like, people have to be talking about it. Like, I will rarely just start something that I haven't heard somebody recommend or people talking about. And so when there's buzz about something, and there's buzz about both of these documentaries,
yeah.
I gotta get in there.
Sure.
Like, for example, this may be controversial, but I have not seen and probably won't watch Joker, because I love Joaquin Phoenix, but I have heard enough of people talking about it and giving it a, you know, that it doesn't seem like a must watch to me.
Yeah.
Whereas
I can, by the way, tell you the Joker.
I know you were the one that said that. Yeah. You were the first one that said that to me anyway.
Although a lot of people are rave about it.
People love it. Well, they love his performance.
It's not that great a movie.
Anyway, that's kind of how I operate. Like, it doesn't get on my radar unless everybody's talking about it. And then I got to see it.
Sure.
So that's why these two docs. I feel
that way about books get me like that.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
You'll get enough people that'll rave about something. Like, you told me about Sapiens a while back. And then I heard like 3 other people. And then you're like, well, if 4 people think a book's good, well, now I got to read it.
It's a little slow, but it's interesting.
But you get into one of those things. I'm that same way. Like, if you hear something enough times, you're like, well, I got to put this on the to-do list.
Well, I mentioned The Witcher to you guys. I'm sure you've seen a ton of buzz about The Witcher.
It's video games, and I'm like,
well, it's based on a book.
What is that?
It's a new fantasy show based on a series of books by a Polish writer. It's also been made into games. It's on Netflix. The first full season's out. It's 8 episodes. Okay. I think it's very good. Enjoyable.
Yeah, but it's got Henry Cavill, and he can't work his way. He can't act his way out of a bag. So.
He's great as Geralt the Witcher, because Geralt doesn't have a big personality, so he fits really well.
It looks
well.
Like a poor man's Game of Thrones.
People are comparing it to Game of Thrones, which I understand because it's a fantasy show. I'm not sure if you'll love it, Rob, because it involves a lot more of like the fantasy elements than Game of Thrones did. Like, it's a lot more based on like the magic of things. But it's really well done. I really enjoyed it.
Well, I'm going to need to hear way more about it from more people before I turn it on. Like, you're the first. This is the first I've heard of it. So now I'll keep my ear to the ground. But, sorry, Mike. One recommend isn't going to get me to watch it.
Now, I will tell you that you're not a big movie guy in person. But if you want to go see something in the theater that should be experienced in the theater, go see 1917.
Did you see that already?
I saw it last night.
Oh, cool.
That's something.
Like I want to see. I just want to see it. I don't even care what anybody says.
It is, and it's like, I'm sure it's fine at home, but that is such a beautifully shot movie that it should be experienced on the big screen. It was one. It's a bit of a gut punch. World War One does not get enough attention. Like, we don't talk about it enough. We do not a lot of movies made about it. But boy, they give you a look at that thing that is just unbelievable. And it's a great story, but again, just cinematically, the way they shot it, it is one of the best visually stunning movies that you will ever see. I absolutely loved it.
Right up there with Car 54, Where Are You?
Yes, Herbie the Love Bug, Mean Girls, all of those. There's a couple times where you're watching the movie and you just kind of look up and you're like, oh my God, that's gore. Even if it's something.
Mean Girls is great. I don't know what you're talking about.
Even if it's something disturbing, you're just like, wow, the attention to detail is incredible.
It was shot with one continuous camera shot.
Once the movie starts, the camera never leaves the two guys.
It never cuts.
Whoa. It's just one shot.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's amazing.
All right. Well, there's a little hot TV movie talk for you guys on a rainy Wednesday night.
There you go. Well, what else Portland. You gonna do? What else are you gonna do, right?
Well, there's probably a lot of things.
Not me. I'm gonna go home and watch Netflix now.
Would you like to talk about Gwyneth Paltrow's new candles?
Yeah, I don't really know what to make of this. Like, I thought it was a bit, but it turned out it's a real thing and they're sold out.
Oh, they're sold out. we'll get to that next on The Fan.
You.
Conflicting reports on 1917.
Yeah.
And how it was shot. So somebody said they hear that it was filmed using a single camera view, which means if somebody screwed up the take, it had to go all the way back to the beginning. Another one said it's just tricks. The entire movie is not one shot. It's multiple, but it's just camera tricks.
It's possible. It looks seamless. When you're watching it, the camera follows.
It's shot to look like it has no cuts.
Yeah.
But it has cuts. It has edits.
Sure.
But
I'm telling you, when you watch it, it's like you're watching the scene from Goodfellas where they're walking, you know, they're walking through the nightclub. It looks like one continuous shot. Birdman did this too, I think.
Birdman, yeah.
Which I wasn't as high on Birdman as everyone else was.
That was all right.
I gave Birdman two thumbs. Meh. Wasn't my favorite.
Do you Gwyneth Paltrow's new vagina-scented candle two thumbs?
No, I have not smelled. Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina-scented candle. They're like $75.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And I don't know. I love candles.
It doesn't come cheap.
Apparently not. I can't imagine that she would come
cheap. Surprised it's not more.
Yeah. Like that Goop website she has. Like everything on there is like an arm and a leg. You got to take out
like. This is a Goop product, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is Goop. Yeah, she has. Yeah, that's her business, Goop, which is. That's. What a terrible name, but.
It works. Like thing is a huge deal.
Oh, but everything, well, it's because of her.
Everything on there is really, really expensive, and people have given her crap for it because, you know, she sells like $1,000 paperweight or whatever. But
what?
Yeah, some of the stuff on there it's ridiculous. But I love candles. I there's always candles in my house. There's usually always one burning, and I don't mind paying for a quality candle. But sometimes. It's ridiculous. Like,
they're expensive.
They are. And I just...
They
can be. Like, you'll be at like a holiday bazaar or something, or like a street fair, and you're like, oh, that's a nice candle. You're like, and it's $37. Go to hell. But a $75 candle that smells like vagina.
Yeah, it's called This Smells Like My Vagine.
Yes.
And apparently it's her, I mean.
Yeah.
It's like.
I don't know.
It's her personal brand.
But how can we.
Yeah, how would you know that?
Yeah,
I guess you got to ask.
What is it, the Coldplay guy?
Yeah, go ask that guy. Chris whatever.
You think he got a Martin? Free candle and was like, aha! I really don't know what to make of that.
Yeah, so, yeah, here's what the product description reads. This candle started as a joke between perfumer Douglas Little and GP, which is, I think, Goop Products.
Yeah.
The two were working on a fragrance. And
or
she...
just Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Good call, Mike. The two were working on a fragrance, and she blurted out, this smells like my vagina, but evolved into a funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent. Apparently, Paltrow's
so it doesn't actually smell like her vagina.
She thinks it does.
Well, obviously
well they
she
said
does.
It evolved into a scent. So that means that they made it more candly and less V-E.
Well, look, if you're selling a candle and that's the name of it, I assume that that's...
Sounds like an idea for Salt and Straw.
You know, that's not a terrible idea.
You know what I'm talking about?
Is there another one that pralines and Laween?
What?
Whoa.
You can have a pralines and
now,
Ween.
Now, you've just crossed the line, sir.
Pralines and D's?
Well, I tell you
does
what.
Does that sit a little bit? Does that go down a little easier for you?
This is groundbreaking.
As far as I know, there is
it's
not
sold
another vagina-scented candle.
It's sold out! Dude! What?
I think that's because most people are curious what it actually smells like.
Well, aren't you?
Yes.
Look, I'm not going to lie. Well, if the vagina candle was like $15, yeah, I'd
see,
give it
and
a whirl.
It's smart not to have it on shelves because then you can, like, the shelves, you can just pick it up and yeah. Like, give it a whiff. But online, you know, you got to buy it.
That's what you do at candle stores.
That's right. You smell them.
Well, that's,
I smell deodorants. I pull off the top and smell deodorants before
absolutely.
I buy them.
I
body
love going,
washes.
Yeah.
I love going to like a Yankee Candle or whatever. I can kill half hour in there easy going through and getting candles.
So what else does it say here? It says she's no stranger to controversy when it comes to selling eyebrow raising products. Last year, Goop made headlines over a holiday gift guide that included $43,000 earrings.
Yeah.
And a BDSM kit.
So I've got this. I pulled up the the most ridiculous things that you can buy on Goop. And these are all real products.
Yeah. Animal cruelty-free moisture bar shaped like an egg.
There's there's gold dumbbells.
God, she's weird.
$125,000, by the way.
Gold dumbbells?
Gold dumbbells.
Why?
I don't know. There's vampire repellent. $27 a bottle. It's psychic vampire repellent. You can get a coffee enema on there for $135. You can get a steamer for your lady parts. Yeah, it's exactly what you think.
Okay.
There's a toothpaste squeezer.
Ooh.
Would you care to guess?
$175,000.
$244,000.
God.
For a toothpaste squeezer?
So basically, is she at this point, she's like Michael Jordan in those commercials with the Hitler mustache.
Yes.
She's just trying to see if anybody will not buy her stuff.
I believe that she's trying to come up with the dumbest thing to see if she can get rich people to buy it.
Right.
She's got a saucepan that's $755. You can get gold-plated playing cards. Those are $2,300.
What?
Yep.
I thought you were going to say $23. I'm like, oh, okay.
No,
that's
no,
cool.
No.
$2,300?
$2,300.
God.
Yeah, you can
How
get...
How many free playing cards do we get in our lives that you would even consider buying that?
Based on this list, the Vagine-scented candle is actually a nice little deal.
I kind of think so. You can get a jellyfish tank for $3,000. You need a condom dispenser?
Because
you can get one of those for $400. $400 for a condom dispenser? There's a joint holder. hey, you know what? That's actually a decent value. That's only $145.
You know what I'm figuring out here? Is a large percentage of her products are things you do with your hands and fingers that you don't want to do with your hands and fingers. Such as a toothpaste roll pusher and holding a joint. Like, these are things that you just do with your hand. That's so inconvenient. I don't want to use my hand. I want to put something else in my hand to use that item. So stupid.
Well,
my favorite take so far is if Salt and Straw starts doing those, I'm staying away from the double fudge.
Yeah, there's some pretty funny text rolling
in.
There's
going to be a milk lemonade.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Why?
Why?
Why? Bill?
Why?
Def not Big Sooks 1.
Def
why?
Not.
Ah, good
bro.
Times.
Not really. Well, it exists. I don't know if they're going to make more, but it's called This Smells... conveniently called This Smells Like My Vagina.
Yes.
That's what it's called.
Yes, it is. What we need is someone that actually got this and then can confirm to us whether or not, you know.
Now,
well, I guess you would have to smell two things, but...
Yeah, all right. Do you think Gwyneth Paltrow was always like this, or this is what fame does to somebody?
I think this is what fame does to somebody.
Yeah, this is definitely what fame does.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with my...
Because now she's just eccentric, right?
Yeah. I had a conversation once about this, not exact topic, but I was talking to my buddy who's in the music business, and he's been around literally any star you can think of, from Mick Jagger to Bono. And he's worked with all these people. You know, Bob Dylan, and I was asking him about it.
Jupiter.
And I was kind of like, is there anyone that is...
Wait, that's Planet.
...that is, like, normal? And he kind of sat and he was like, well, normal, but... His basic thing was, when you reach a certain level of fame, right, it's impossible to not be affected by it.
Yeah.
It's just you can't be. Like, he brought up, like, Bob Dylan or Paul McCartney. Their music changed the world. Like, how are you not affected by that? Some handle it better than others.
I think Paul McCartney's pretty...
Yeah.
I just think he's pretty grounded for...
But that's
how influential.
Exactly, for that.
Yeah.
Some people handle it well, but there's no way.
But you can tell he's got a big old ego.
Yeah, your ego just becomes ballooned.
You can't not have it affect you. So at some point you reach a level of fame, there's no way that this idea that you can just be your same old self, horse crap. It's impossible. You think Tom Cruise was this insane when he made All the Right Moves or The Outsiders? No, this is like $3 billion of box office later that you're this insane.
He's weird, but he also hasn't made a candle that smells like his schwanz.
No, but he also thinks that he can control things with his mind. So which one's worse?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise, who believes that depression can be cured with, you know, Scientology, or Gwyneth Paltrow making a vajayjay candle. I mean... Take your pick.
Somebody said John Mulaney has a great little bit about Mick Jagger on this.
Oh, yeah.
That is a good bit.
Yeah, where he's like, someone asked me
if
Mick
Jagger... No!
Is Mick Jagger nice? And I answer, no.
He's
not. Horrible. He's Mick Jagger.
Yeah. Like, I guess Mulaney, like, tells him a joke. He's for SNL.
Yeah.
And
not
Mulaney tells
funny.
Him a joke. He's not funny. No.
And he said that, like, with Mick Jagger, he just goes, Diet Coke! And then, like, a Diet Coke. Someone just shows up with a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you look at any time you've had any level of success or any sort of, like, attentions that's come your way, now imagine what it's like to have that times a billion and have it every day of your life.
Well, think about a more recent example is Kanye West.
Yes.
Like, oh, my God.
He's insane.
He's gone insane and is starting his own religion.
Yeah.
But who can – there's no one there to tell you no. Michael Jackson's the best example of this. At no point in any of his insane, weird Peter Pan fantasies was someone like, Michael, maybe we take a couple plays off. No, because everyone just wants the gravy train to roll on. It's just, you're just surrounded by yes men, and no one's there to tell you no. You have the influence and money to make. He turned himself into a white Peter Pan.
It's true.
And no one was there.
Yeah, that's wild. All right, well.
Think about honestly, If you all of a sudden became like Elon Musk or something, you had that kind of fame and you ended up with a couple billion dollars.
I'd be pretty weird.
Yeah, think about what you would.
I would.
You would morph into.
Yeah.
You can say it, but I.
But I'm from.
Horse crap.
But I'm from Salina, Kansas, and so those Midwest sensibilities will always be there.
Whatever.
But yes, I'd be very weird.
Yeah, you. I guarantee.
But
I'd
they
be,
would. There would be that underlying. You know, he's. From Kansas.
Dude, I'd be so badass crazy.
You can't take the Kansas out of the boy.
I'd be doing, there'd be, you should, like, a reality show, because there'd be, like, goats and raccoons. There'd be an island involved. Weird S would be going down at my place, my man.
I know. Yeah, it's true. It's all of us.
Yeah.
Because you can, yeah, it's like you say, you can do whatever you want. Nobody, like, tells you no.
Yeah, I've always...
You got all the money, so...
Yeah, like, I guarantee I'd have a red panda. I'd go to the Oregon Zoo and be like, how much? No. Seriously. How much? I want it. Make it happen.
I think I'd go around handing out cash to people.
That would last all of a day until you, like, not even a day, an hour until you realize that...
I'd like to do that sometime. I'd like to be rich enough to be able to do that.
How much problem, how many problems that would cause.
All right, well...
And by the way, going to strip clubs and throwing it doesn't count.
No?
I'm handing out money to the single mothers of the world. Take it!
What is next? Great question.
I don't know where we go from.
I have the Rock
candles.
And Roll Hall of Fame inductees, if you'd like. Dave Matthews Band was hosed.
They're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, they didn't get in.
I assume.
Neither did Pat Benatar.
You see, that I'm kind of bummed about.
That's next, then John on the Fan.
Weight loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
So HBO airs the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies every year, and they're great. I love to watch them because the speeches are good.
And you get some really cool performances and special kind of duets.
Super cool. Super cool. And so this year, they just announced today the who's going in this year.
Didn't Biggie get in?
Yeah. Depeche Mode got in.
You know, I know people love Depeche
Mode. They're great.
It's not my...
I know. It wasn't really my cup of tea either, but they're great. The Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, The Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex all got in. Yeah, I don't have any... I got nothing on T-Rex.
No, me neither.
Mike, do you?
I mean, I know them. I feel like they have, like, one or two great songs, but that's it. But
Who is... Like, I don't even... I mean, who is it?
Well, it's a... I mean, I...
Who is it?
What do you mean,
Even know who that is.
Well, it's a band, but I don't...
I would have said it's like a rapper.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, it's a band.
It's like a 70s band.
Yeah.
Really?
I just don't know anything.
What do they sing?
I don't know anything really about
them. I've never even heard of them.
Let me see if I can find their most popular song, because I can't remember the name of it, but...
They're British.
I remember seeing it all over the place for a while.
God, they've had like 800 members of their band. T-Rex. Well, anyway, Pat Benatar got snubbed. A lot of people are pissed about that.
Yeah, I'm looking here. This is the list of snubs. So Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, Judas Priest, Kraftwerk. What?
Are these snubs or are these just
these are
the
snubs.
People that didn't get
these
in?
These are people that I guess they're saying these were the biggest snubs. Kraftwerk, which, my God. Motorhead.
Oh,
shame on...
Your boy.
Yeah, Lemmy. He should be in there. Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, Soundgarden.
Whoa.
That's ridiculous. The Soundgarden isn't in.
Chaka Khan.
Todd Rundgren and Thin Lizzy apparently were the vote getters that were high votes but did not get in.
Huh.
So I guess you have to... I'm assuming that there's...
There's
certain,
all kinds of...
Certain
here's
of
a song
votes.
By T-Rex, I think.
All right.
You're probably the one you'll most recognize.
Oh, that's T-Rex. Would have never known.
I didn't know this was T-Rex.
Great tune.
Well,
they should be in the Hall of Fame just for this.
Well, they are.
You know, to be honest with you, I'm not a huge fan of really any of the nominees this year.
Whitney, she's greatness.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that I'm... I like Whitney Houston as much as the next guy, but I wouldn't say that, like, if you went through my...
The Doobies, bro? Doobies are awesome.
Yeah, I don't mind the Doobie Brothers, but again, if you went through, I don't think you're going to find a lot of Doobie Brothers. Like, they'll be on, like, if I'm doing, like, a Spotify playlist or something, they may pop up, you know, if I'm listening to a channel, but I don't think I have any specific Doobie Brothers. I mean, listen to the music's good, and... I mean, you got your standard hits, but
Doobies are great.
I'm just not I wouldn't call myself a Doobie Brothers fan. I would say I appreciate the Doobie Brothers.
To the guy who texts, Moody Blues should be in. They are. They were in, I think, just this last couple years. They went in.
Yeah.
Moody Blues, also greatness. So four of the inductees this year were on the ballot for the first time. The Doobie Brothers went straight in. Whitney Houston, B.I.G., and T-Rex all went straight in. So,
well, the Whitney Houston and the, you know, the Notorious B.I.G., none of that stuff surprises me. T-Rex, but I don't know enough about him. Maybe in music circles they're a bigger deal than...
People are saying T-Rex damn near invented glam rock.
Oh, okay.
So...
There you go.
I guess they rule. A lot of people texting in about T-Rex.
I always thought that was Bowie, but...
Bang a gong.
No?
Bang a gong.
I like the ones that didn't get in.
Souk.
I would go with more of the, you know, Pat Benatar,
Dave
Soundgarden.
Matthews.
Yeah, maybe not Dave Matthews. Dave Matthews is a...
That's a good band, but...
Yeah, you know.
I never really got into them too much.
Yeah, either...
They were a big college band when I was in college, and
sure.
They would... So you'd go see them and get all drunk at the college parties.
Yeah, get stoned. And...
But outside of that, I don't know.
Yeah, I got nothing against the Dave Matthews Band. But
they're good.
But if I met you and you told me that your favorite band
was
Dave,
Matthews
Band...
Yeah, you'd judge me, and you should.
Yeah. Look, I got no problem. Like, hey, you, I have the Dave Matthews Band. I like going to the festivals.
What if
little,
I said Pat
little,
Benatar was my
pop.
Favorite?
I don't know. That's perfectly fine. No,
she
judge,
was awesome.
No judgment there whatsoever. But I feel like the Dave Matthews Band should be one of those that you like, but probably shouldn't be your favorite band.
I can enjoy some Dave Matthews Band, some DMB. I can enjoy it, but...
Yeah, again.
Also...
It's just the bold... Mark Maron does a bit on this, where he said he meets a guy, and the guy, I don't know, like a Dave Matthews Band song comes on, like when they're hanging out, and he's like, oh man, this is my favorite band, and he's like, that's a bold statement, but thank you for having the courage to come out and say it. Because I do think it takes some courage to say that your favorite band...
Super bro-y sales guy.
Yeah.
DMB, bro!
Well, I met a gal a while back, and her favorite band was Train.
Oh,
Patrick's a DMB super fan, by the way.
Is he? Hate Train.
Yeah, he just got
Oh,
me.
DMB?
Super fan?
What? Oh, nobody's talking crap about them?
No.
They're
He's
good.
Just frustrated that...
They're a good band.
They weren't in.
Oh, that they didn't get
oh,
in?
Oh, they didn't get in.
Yeah. They'll probably get in, though, don't you think? Like, they've got a lot of good stuff. It's like...
Sure, they'll
I'm
get
sure
in.
I'm sure they'll get in eventually.
They're a huge band.
Sometimes you gotta make them sweat.
Yeah. But, you know, it's...
Like Keith Sweat.
Like, if you're asking, like, what's the better band, like Soundgarden or Dave Matthews... No.
Well, you're going to say Soundgarden, but...
It takes me 2 seconds to say Soundgarden.
But better is subjective.
True.
They're both probably worthy of being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're very influential bands.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't know what their criteria is.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, couldn't tell you.
All right, well, hopefully that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show... Well, Whitney won't be there, obviously.
No.
She's still dead.
I'm not going to lie.
B.I.G.'s dead.
Normally, I like to watch it.
Like,
I'm with you, but...
The Doobies will be out there.
Yeah.
Because it's cool when they play. Now, some bands don't play. Like...
Well, they'll get other people that will put on...
Who didn't show up? There was one big one a couple of years ago where they just... They didn't... God, who was it? Everybody was hoping that they would come back together for this one... The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show because it's so big. But... God, who was it?
I don't know.
They were so... They hate each other so much that the...
I'll look it up. I remember it was a number of years ago, but I want to say maybe 5-6 years ago, but when Nirvana got in, it was amazing. Joan Jett came on, and they did like... So Novoselic came out, and they had like Pat Smear and Dave Grohl and Joan Jett, and they did a couple performances. It was...
Yeah, that was good.
Amazing. Like, I love stuff like that. Where you just get, you know, one-off performances that you'll never see again. It's all cool right. to see the different people that induct, you know, because you can ask.
Oh, you know what it was?
It
was Radiohead and, oh God, his name is escaped. York, Tom York.
Tom York
didn't show up.
Really?
Yeah, he wasn't there, and that was. A lot of people really wanted him. Like, they are so badass.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
And, yeah, they wanted to see him, but...
No dice.
He was like, yeah, I got things, other things to do. He's not big on that kind of thing. All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan.
You know, the other one, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where... Somebody didn't show up. I guess it happens a lot. Dave was just texting me. He was saying that David Lee Roth didn't show up when Van Halen got inducted.
Yeah.
Another one that was pretty controversial because I guess they hate each other was the Knopfler. Like, Mark Knopfler wasn't there when Dire Straits got in.
They are all bitter and butthurt.
Yeah, they don't like each other, and York wasn't there for Radiohead, so that kind of sucks. But otherwise, that's a pretty cool show. Hey, what's up, Johnny?
You know what another super awkward Rock and Roll Hall of Fame moment was? Was Journey. Because...
Oh, that's right. Steve Perry wasn't there.
Well, no, he did.
No, he was there. Yep.
They wanted, everybody wanted him to sing with Journey, and he wouldn't.
Yeah.
So he came up on stage when they got introduced as, when they got inducted, but when they performed, that little Arnell Pineda guy sang.
Yeah.
And he's actually been in Journey longer than Steve Perry was, and he sounds just like the guy. So it was just, it was like super awkward because they showed Journey playing with the little Filipino guy singing, and then they showed like Steve Perry in the crowd, and it was just super awkward.
Yeah. He's been in there longer than Steve Perry now, huh?
Yeah, way longer. In fact, that's super, like the last time I saw Journey, they said that, and it was, it's like not even close. He's like doubled the time that Steve Perry was in Journey. You don't think that, but it's been a long time.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So when we think of Journey now, do we think of the...
No.
Because we just like the little Filipino dude.
Well, and it's weird, too, because Rob's right. You don't. Like, he's been in the band longer. He's just as good. But I think it's a super awkward position to be in because I think everybody still thinks of Steve Perry.
Well, he's good, but he's not Steve Perry. And I don't think he's as good. Steve Perry was... That dude was special. And
well, yeah, but that guy sounds a, you gotta get, he,
well,
he
sounds
sings,
like him, but he's not as good as Steve Perry. Like Steve Perry,
well,
was,
who wrote the songs? Because
Steve Perry,
yeah, did Steve Perry write him? Because the Journey hasn't had anything, so, like, when's the last time Journey had a hit?
Yeah, no, they're, well, just they doing all the stuff Steve Perry did. That's what they're
yeah.
Steve Perry is, yeah, I have a hard time comparing this guy who does it now to Steve Perry. He's good, and he's better than some, because it's like, He can hit a lot of the notes.
Yeah.
But when Steve Perry was in his prime, dude, that was a damn shame that they had a falling out, because they were,
right,
they were unbelievable.
Well, when you
and
go,
then he wrote
you,
Oh Sherry.
Have you? I like Oh Sherry.
I did too.
Yeah. Have you seen Journey in concert with this new guy?
Yeah, I've seen him. They tour all the time. They come through here like every couple of weeks.
Yeah, they're here.
That's
a lot.
The thing, though. They're good. Like that, they put on
good.
A good show.
They're good. Yeah, but it's not Steve Perry, man.
Never will be.
All right. Have a good night. Love your body.
All right. Go Steve Perry.
All right. Yeah, Steve Perry, man. Have you seen his, like, there's some good videos of him doing just solo stuff where he belts out lights and. He was...
I don't know what he does. The only time I ever see him is that he goes to, like, Giants games.
Yeah. He doesn't do much.
No. He just is Steve Perry.
Yeah. He was awesome. All right. What do we got here? Mike? What's going on?
Popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Patrick.
That's why Patrick's here.
Dave Matthews Band talk coming up next.
Yeah, don't bash Dave Matthews in front of Patrick.
Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch next. We're back tomorrow. 3 to 5:30 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.